Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We need your help. Roswell, step up. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thank you guys for being here. We are at Loyal Tavern in Roswell, guys, Canton Street. And it's been an awesome day. And thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. We got a lot more to get to this hour. Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us. Mike, great conversation with our buddy David Pollock earlier today.
And by the way, we'll play a little snippet later on. But David thinks it may be a high-scoring game. Unless the rain is a factor, could get some showers rolling to Athens. Neither team has shown the ability to really sack the quarterback. Both teams have the vertical passing game. So the over-under maybe goes over 60.
Yeah, I keep looking at this, and we'll talk to Mike about it. If the defenses are ineffective in getting pressure, both of these offenses are very capable of putting up points. We know that. And I'm not going to say it's going to be a repeat of Tennessee.
Right.
But you could see more scoring than we anticipate. We'll talk to Mike coming up here in about 15 minutes. Mike Griffith for Dog Nation. As far as the Falcons are concerned, guys, this has been one of the most interesting weeks, to say the least, in a long time. You come off of a very impressive win on the road against Minnesota, only to lay an egg against Carolina in an embarrassing 30-0 loss. And now you've got everyone, Falcon Nation, Falcon fans across the country, and even people who just watch this team casually going, what the hey is going on? What team is going to show up? What is the problem? And then, as the week gets started, you have a coach fired in Ike Hilliard. You have the offensive coordinator, as the head coach makes a move to say, hey, you're going to bring him down to the field so he can have better communication with the quarterback, which is fine. But we weren't thinking about this before the season started, that Michael Penix was going to start his fourth, fifth, or sixth game of the season, you know, of his career. So it just has a lot of people wondering, are we moving in the right direction? Mike, here's the thing, though. If we come out and play Sunday, if we beat the Commanders, it will give people the confidence, I think, again, to say, all right, we haven't been fooled. What we saw with the Vikings was real because, guys, the defense has lived up to it. The offense has not.
I mean, you and I said this back in August, and I know it's a fool's errand to kind of look at the schedule and try to handicap it, but I think most Falcon fans felt if we went 2-2 to start the season, especially knowing that Drake London got banged up in week one and also that Darnell Mooney was banged up through all of camp, I'll take that. But I'm okay. 2-2 is fine. 1-3, it's almost, I know you can joke around. Yes, I did the math, Carl, just one more game. But it just seems like, uh-oh, things are trending the wrong way. Kyle Pitts was a full participant. Casey Washington, by the way, was back at practice today. So maybe he can be some secret sauce at some point, because I know we've talked about Darnell Mooney, who both coach and offensive coordinator Zach Robinson said, we're still ramping up because he never got to practice. So a little something to think about. James Pierce Jr. limited with the groin, but I think we're expecting him to do his thing. AJ didn't participate. I don't expect to see AJ Terrell today.
Yes.
But back to your initial question, guys, you're going to find a way. Jaden Daniels, this could be window dressing. It may be Marcus Mariota.
I agree. Look,
and I think it probably is Marcus Mariota.
Well, I said to Mike, if I'm Dan Quinn, and we know DQ pretty well, I'm not risking Jaden Daniels in week four of the season when I think I have a playoff team again, knowing how important weeks 10 through 15 are going to be, right? That's when you're setting yourself up, whether they're playing for home field or not, we'll know. Bottom line is, it's just so early. If I'm DQ, I'm not doing that. And you won last week with Marcus Mariota, Mike, and I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Commanders think they can come in here and win with Marcus Mariota on Sunday. They are not worried. You think they care about what we feel about Marcus Mariota one bit? They don't. They do not care that we feel like this dude quit on us in a situation that as you look back on it, was dysfunctional in its own right.
Right.
But they don't care. They felt like signing him was a big part of what they wanted to do. Say what you want, Mike. Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator for the Commanders, has done a terrific job of assimilating him into this offense that it doesn't look that much different. He looks really good with him in there.
Right. Now, again, guys, where's the pass rush? I thought, you know, obviously Minnesota, we killed it. But then again, a lot of Falcon fans are saying maybe J.J. McCarthy is just not good yet. And he may not yet be an NFL starter. But, my God, we look like a train wreck against Bryce Young and the Panthers. And the pass rush wasn't great, but you can't really fault the defense when you're flipping the field on a pick six and they're getting the ball in the 30. But, Carl, what if it comes down to a one-possession game? The special teams coordinator, Marquise Williams. By the way,
go ahead.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
If I was going to fire anybody, it would not be Ike Hilliard. I would have fired Marquise Williams because two of the 3 weeks our special teams are a disaster. We're getting the ball inside the 10-yard line. Penix is struggling. Doesn't he be in the shadows of his own goalpost? For what it's worth, Marquise Williams said both kickers, Parker Romo and Ben Sauls from Pitt, who spent his summer with Pittsburgh, have had strong weeks so far.
No word on who they're going to name as the
Correct.
Kicker.
Correct.
All right, so that's
– But if I was going to fire – and I apologize for just finally catching up to this, but in my mind's eye, if you're going to fire somebody, fire Marquise Williams. Don't fire the wide receivers coach when you got two wide receivers who are still banged up.
Yeah, special teams has cost us. There's no debating that. And when we say everybody's got to be better, I know the focus has been on the offense, but, you know, Pinion and that punt last week was terrible. You had Ray being ran into by Billy Bowman. Like that.
Terrible returns.
Yes, those mistakes can't be made. And I know that was kind of a miscue, but I agree with you. Here's the deal as far as injury update today. It's Dukes and Bell Live in Roswell, guys. Loyal Tavern is where we're hanging out. Kyle Pitts, full participant today, Mike. That toe, maybe he was limited. We've said this, guys. When we see these injury reports, a lot of times it's maintenance. It's not that they're going to miss the game. Maybe they're getting a little time off, getting a little recovery.
Right.
Kyle was a full participant today. DeMarco Helms, he has a hamstring. He was a full participant along with Casey Washington.
I mentioned that earlier. So maybe he's finally back from that concussion.
Which would help. I mean, look, I think, as I said, there's a role for Casey. He's not going to be a star wide receiver for you. But, guys, there are guys that are role players in this league that step up week in and week out. And I really like what he did in camp and throughout camp and then in the first couple of games without Darnell Mooney in there. Meanwhile, James Pierce Jr. was limited
to groin. But, again, we mentioned that earlier. He's been dealing with that, I think going back to, like, probably the last week of the preseason. So, to your point, as you say in Texas, a groin rest. The only thing that's going to help that, like a hamstring. A.J. Terrell, I think you and I, not to put words in your mouth, I think we both figured they'd try to nurse him through the bye week.
Yeah, out this week. I say out. It's not official. That's where I'm at. But he did not participate today. Guys, it's Friday. If you're not practicing on Friday, you're more than likely not playing on Sunday. Just kind of a rule of thumb, but we'll see. AJ is still dealing with that hamstring. If he misses, you get to the bye week, Mike. That gives you an extra week, and then you're talking about what? He's not been active basically for three
right.
weeks.
So if you didn't listen to our show yesterday, the buzz coming from camp and also nationally, a lot of heat on the Falcons. Everyone's seen the Dan Orlovsky video breakdown, and there's been others too on NFL Network where they said, you know, maybe the pistol isn't the right fit. Well, Michael Penix Jr. played in the pistol in Washington, but a lot of folks feel it kind of eliminates that play action. Even though, yes, Carl, hypothetically, you can fake a handoff out of the shotgun. When you're under center, your running back gets a little bit of a two-yard moving forward advantage to make a cut, and he can see things too. So I don't like the fact that they basically the Falcons talked down to the media this week in press conferences, in our interviews, when we asked about the pistol. When everybody around the country thinks the pistol is not a fit for the Falcons. And they're not going to move off it this week. You're not going to see any changes from Zach Robinson.
Look, if they run the ball like they did against the Vikings, we'll have a different perspective.
Are you?
If we run for 200 yards against the Commanders, and I don't know if we will.
Are you cool with a win no matter what, right, at this point?
Oh, no. Look, I got to win by 1 point, half a point. It doesn't matter. The problem is still going to be, though, as I said to you when we started the show today, a pick six, a scoop and score, and two field goals wins this game, and the offense still doesn't perform, we are still going to be in our back.
Right, like the Saints game.
But correct.
Remember the Saints game? When no one really talked about it. That was the Anderson pick six. And remember, they had that screw
Troy
up.
Troy Andersen, yeah.
And they had the screw up on the punt. Remember, we got it inside the 5-yard line.
So, to win, yes. And look, I'm not a big style points guy. I'm just not. Like, I like to be entertained. But ideally, I'd like the offense to come out and score 28 points, okay? That's what I'd like to see.
Shut up the critics. Make Pettis look like he's dialed in.
That's what I'd like to see. Go. Yeah,
but, and then Zach Robinson knows what he's doing.
But if you're going to ask me Monday, well, Dukes and Bell, we won, but, you know, offense still didn't score a touchdown. Mike, I'm going to have a big problem. We are now 4 weeks in, going into the bye week with a real problem.
My thing is, whatever you're trying to do, just get your playmakers into position to beat one man. Carl, I'll die on that hill. Let Kyle Pitts beat a man one-on-one. Let, you know, Bijan Robinson in the flat beat a man one-on-one, as he did for that huge score against the Buccaneers in week one. Why haven't we dialed it down to simplicity?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The question I asked Zach Robinson yesterday was, are we going to streamline things? They're not. He feels it's about execution.
404-726-0929. We're coming back. Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation. Big, big game in Athens this weekend. Alabama coming in against the Dogs. Both teams had a week off. What does Mike Griffith think about the key to this game? And it still seems like there's so many things that could be a key. We're going to find out what Mike is thinking about this coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.